And we're back. My name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And what is going on? It is February the 28th, year 2025. This is, we're now in the studio. We are recording this broadcast. And just for history purposes, we're starting at 2:14 in the afternoon. It wouldn't be in the morning because I'm doing other things in the morning, like working on the Matrix. So this is really, really, really fantastic that we are doing this broadcast for March 1st. And we were going to do the broadcast for Thursday this week, but as I was working, making changes in the Matrix, all of a sudden I'm told, well, no, change the date. And then I would do more changes. Then I was told, change the date for the broadcast this week. And some had, we were going to do it Monday, Sunday, Saturday, whatever the situation is. But we're ending up to post this broadcast on the 1st of March, 6 a.m. in the morning. And it's going down. It's coming down the next day, Sunday. Is it Sunday? What's the deal? I think it's Sunday at 8 p.m. Just hang on. This is live radio. We got the same day on Saturday. Okay, so change it. It's going to come down Sunday at 8 p.m. Okay, you know what I did? I forgot to tell you guys. I forgot. The father told me. That was one of the conditions of what I was doing earlier. Okay, so this is how it works. This is how it works. Okay, so it's coming down, and you can change it later. So it's coming down Sunday at 8 p.m. So it's going to be posted 6 a.m. Saturday, March 1st, and Sunday at 8 p.m. it's coming down. Okay, good, because someone needed more time. The big boss said someone needed more time. So this is all the confusion. There's so much going on. It's simply because as we change the Matrix, everything changes too, including the dates. And people, if you don't know who I am, my name's Brian. And how do I describe who I am? The easiest way to describe who I am, kind of, is that I am the Adjustment Bureau in the Matrix. And if I was, I am the big boss, says I am the chairman of the Adjustment Bureau in the metaphorical level. So those with the pendulum who can discern, and I thank all of you for confirming that my last broadcast is, you know, at least the last 5, 6, 10 have all been truthful. And again, I'm asking you to listen to everything that I say in this broadcast and get back to me and just text back and say again that everything is 100%, because I know that I'm not going to make a mistake here. Everything is going to be truthful. So we've got what do we have? We have 6 segments. We normally do 4, but we have 6 segments. So we have a lot. Don't make any changes to anything where I stumble. You don't need to do anything. We've got 6 segments, and this is really, 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 it's intense. This is going to be so, so intense, and I know, Moscow, you're going to be listening. You're going to, you know, you're already tapped in, and this is really for you, too. This is to help you in a big way, and it's to help European countries, help Canada, United States, the citizens of the world. This is really to help all of us because we are in a very serious situation. These are very serious times. Our problem goes way beyond tariffs. So we're going to start. We're doing segment 1. But I do want to say congratulations, Doug Ford. Way to go. You did it. You did it on your own. I was able to help you in such a way that I was able to keep the dark away from you. I help you in that area. But you did it. You did the heavy lifting on your own. You did a good job. You're brave. And I know you love this country. I know you love the people that you represent. I know you. Even though we haven't met, I know you. And so I'm really looking forward to the good things that you're going to be looking at. Politicians in general, when they're in this matrix, they're either here to provide good karma to the people they represent, or they're here to provide bad karma, or it could be a combination of both, good karma and bad karma. And so, Doug Ford, people with the pendulum, verify this. You know, you're going to get excited. It should be swinging like really fast, that he represents the people for Ontario and for Canada. He does, because I mean he's got a voice to be heard, and he's here to provide good karma, 100% good karma to the people that he represents. Now, a lot of people will want to know who did I vote for, you know, and so I'm going to just come out clean. I do not vote. I'm not allowed to vote. The spiritual council that I report to would not allow me to vote, because I have to always remain neutral. And so I'm letting you know that I didn't vote, and I had no intentions to vote, but if I was going to vote in this election, I would have voted for Doug. You know, so, but I wasn't allowed to. But I would have easily voted for Doug. He's the one that stood out, and he's the only one out of all the candidates that can actually go up against Donald Trump. None of the other candidates would not have a chance. There's absolutely no way. But he's the one. So what's the real problem here? There's a problem, and we're fighting among each other, but what is the real battle? And the real battle, it's not about religion. It's not about politicians. It's not about whether or not you're homosexual, you're lesbian, you're transgender, whatever it is. It's not about that. And I don't have an issue with homosexuals, transgender, lesbians. I don't have a problem with that. The main reason why, and it would be unfair for me to have any sort of problem, because God's created everybody. And so by me attacking the homosexuals, the lesbians, transgender, and I'm sure there's other groups, I'm not familiar with it at this point, but I love them all. I love everyone unconditionally. People with the pendulum verify. Do I love everyone unconditionally? I do. And why would I go attack anyone who is different when God created them? If the Father did that, he did that with love. He did not do that with hate. He did not have an evil agenda. So we Canadians, Americans, everyone, we need to embrace those who appear to be different. But at the end of the day, they're not really different. They have a soul. But what we need to know, if someone is really dark evil, how do you know? How can you tell that they are dark evil? I have to get through this first, this segment. Then when we get to segment 2, 3, 4, I'm going to rip it. We're going to go ripping it very quickly. And we're going to give you some information that you're going to really go, wow. Okay? So there's 3 points that people who are dark/evil. Number one, and politicians, wake up, because you're going to be found out. You're going to be found out very quickly. The first one is individuals that they hardly ever answer questions that are yes or no responses. They will skirt the yes or no and give you some other BS. That's one. And this is to do with anybody. You know, when you ask a person a question and you're looking for a yes or no, and they just skirt that. That's one major character of someone who is dark evil. major. The second point is those who very rarely, I mean very rarely, in general, they don't like to admit they're wrong. That's another sign, another clue. And the third is very simple. These are people who are cheap. They don't give. When they do give, they have a hidden agenda. They want it back, or they have some other agenda that's there to harm you if you do not comply to their secret hidden agenda based on the reason why they gave you something. But they're cheap in general, and they take away. And it could be a politician who basically will not answer yes or no, who will not admit they're wrong, or who is basically taken away from the citizens that it promised to look after. I know someone in Ottawa that's like that. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with what he's doing, because everything he does now about his opposition, his ads, they're all lies. He's just telling lies all the time. Lies. You already know who I'm talking about. Now, another clue is a lot of people, human behavior, social programming, the Matrix computer program, people who park their cars, people who drive their car forward into a parking spot. In a lot of cases, they're either dark, evil, or they have some dark attachments to them that needs to be lifted off them. And with the Pentum verify that that's true. Most people who mostly back into their parking spot, they have very little karma, and they, for the most part, they have good karma. And they may have the odd thing, but for mostly, they have like 90%, they have good karma. And when we talk about Groundhog Days, we've had this incarnation before. You've got a memory. That's your intuitive part, that when you have a feeling that it's not right, that's because you came into this incarnation with your current life soul and with a past life soul or past life fragment souls. But regardless of what the situation is, the intuitive side of you that gives you an idea that it doesn't feel right or it feels good, that's definitely from a past life. And we call that we're entering a mode of Groundhog Days, of having the same experience being repeated, almost the same, but mostly the same experience being repeated. But in a lot of cases, it can be drastically changed by knowing action reaction and by knowing what we did experience in another Groundhog Day. So this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be talking about one experience versus another experience. We're going to compare the two, and you're going to be shocked, but yet it's going to help save the world. And furthermore, the whole idea of forgiving others, we all have to be very, very careful. The Matrix, how it works, that if you do forgive someone who harms you, you're going to, in most cases, you're going to take on the actual spiritual debt in another incarnation, that same debt that they were supposed to go through based on that individual or person's harming you. You never, ever do you want to forgive anybody. And you definitely, Americans, listen to me, the world, listen to, do not forgive Donald Trump. Whatever you do, do not forgive him. He's got to go through all his bad karma, and it has to be transferred back to him. Do not forgive him. But what you can do is let go of your anger and your revenge towards him and towards anyone. This is what you need to take from this broadcast in segment one. This is a very important point that I'm raising, and I hope that you can somehow live the rest of this incarnation where you do not forgive others, but instead you let go of your anger and your revenge. So we are going to have a very explosive second to the 3, 4, 5, and 6 segments. It's going to be really, 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 really explosive. But in the meantime, we're going to go to a break. We're going to listen to the song, Turn Back the Clocks. And this song just reminds me. It reminds me when I was younger, when I was 10 years old, 11 years old, you know, living in the Broadview and Danforth area, and going to school. And it brings back a memory of me in the fall. All the leaves are on the sidewalk and walking, and it's like maybe like 3 inches of leaves, and I'm kicking up the dust. My feet's kicking up the dust, the sand, and I'm smelling that. And to me, and everything's calm, it's beautiful. The trees have, the streets have big trees, and I'm happy. I'm happy. And it just brings back, this song brings back that memory. I'm sure you have some memories of your childhood that are just good memories. And those are the memories that you want to be able to remember. I mean, a lot of us, if we had a chance, we probably would not want to have the same experience. But a lot of us would want to have mostly the same experience, a lot of us. But this song is really about you looking at your back, your past, what you've basically left behind you, where your back has walked away from that memory. And so when you listen to the song, let's try and focus on the most enjoyable moments you've had in your life. So we're going to break now. My name's Brian, and it's February 28th, and this is for the March 1st, 2025 broadcast to be posted. So we'll come right back. Thank you.